my privilege now to have the opportunity to talk with my friend Tom Shipley. Mr. Shipley, thanks for taking time to talk with us here at Country Sunshine Radio. No stranger to our listening audience or to our radio station. Have got a lot of great memories with you, and thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Well, we have, but it's been a long time since anybody's asked me, are you the guy on the radio?
Well, we
used to get that a lot, but I don't anymore. So.
We had a lot of great visits and thoroughly enjoyed it. But the reason I wanted to speak with you today, and I thank you for taking time to talk with us, I understand that a very important announcement has been made just in the last few minutes here relative to your political future. Tell us what, why, and give us the quick update, if you would, there. And then we'll visit more about it in person a little later. But give me the details, if you would, please.
Well, there really isn't very many details. I've decided to retire from the Senate and will not be running again this fall after 12 years. I've decided that maybe it's time to move on and do something else, and I'm not sure what I'd do really in anything else at my age, but might be possible, who knows. But no, I am not going to run again. I believe there's somebody that will be that really checks all the blanks for me, and we can go into that at another time. You'll probably find out fairly soon anyway. But no, I've decided after 12 years, my goal was when I got here to be a voice for rural people. And I think I've done that. And thing is, if you aren't up here to hear me, you wouldn't maybe know that all the time. But that's my advocacy has been for rural school agriculture, rural schools and communities.
Well, I know you have done that, and that's one of the first things I would say to you is a sincere and heartfelt thanks, Senator Shipley, for the excellent job that you have done of representing not only your constituencies, but agriculture and the state of Iowa and the state Senate. Thank you for truly caring and giving of yourself and being involved and doing a great job. You will be greatly missed. I want you to know that. I can understand that you have some other probably bigger plans in store for you and ahead of you. You can do whatever you want to do, but you're going to be missed, I can guarantee you, in the Senate, and certainly from Southwest Iowa and our Country Sunshine listening area, we're going to miss all that you have done and done so very, very well. What just a couple, one or two quick things you'd point to that are accomplishments you will always be proud of, Tom?
Well, I think the one thing I've always advocated for is our rural schools and funding through two different things. Mm-hmm. Operational sharing and transportation equity. And we've done that. Rural urban legislators don't understand that. And I've been a voice and an advocate and fought for extending that. You know, they always have a sunset, but I've always fought and won that fight for to extend those timelines to how long that those funding streams can go on. And well, there's other things. I worked a lot on the vet diagnostic lab, getting a new one built at Iowa State University, which is crucial for animal agriculture. And I really worked on that a bunch. I worked with trying to help get the railroads to be more responsive. And people tell me from on the county level in some areas that that worked pretty well. They're getting a lot better cooperation out of railroads. And, you know, there's other things I probably, you know, maybe help try to bring to a stop. Sometimes that's more important than getting something passed, is working back against something. And so, but we can go into that later.
All right. Well, and we will do that. But I couldn't agree with you more. And again, Tom, thanks for the great job that you have done on all of that. In 60 seconds, one of the biggest things you see facing us as a state right now would be what?
Declining population in rural areas. That's I've said for a long time, if we could get more people out here, get people, the population level in our rural areas up, which is, I don't know how we can do that quickly. We can't do it quickly. A lot of our issues would just simply go away, but that's my biggest concern. All the other stuff can get a fix to it, but that's my big concern.
Tom, as our listeners know, is from Adams County, lives in the Nottoway area, but has been an outstanding advocate and servant for all of the state of Iowa and certainly for our Country Sunshine listening area. Tom, I do want to get together with you and have a more lengthy interview when you are available to do that, but I thank you for making time to talk with us, and thanks for your relationship with KCSI KOAK Radio. You are greatly loved and appreciated by our listeners, and they'll be disappointed to hear that you're not going to be serving in the same capacity that you have, but we'll look forward to what the Lord has in store for you in the future.
Thank you very much, and we'll be talking soon.
God bless you. Thanks again for talking with us. Be safe, and we'll look forward to visiting again soon.
Thank you very much.
Senator Tom Shipley announcing he is not going to run for re-election.